بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، as for what follows, I would like to take this opportunity to remind our beloved brothers and sisters regarding this great opportunity that we have just embarked upon. We have just received an opportunity of a lifetime with the entrance of the month of Ramadan. In this blessed month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a means for us as believers to increase in the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to the best of our ability these days to improve our condition, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare to meet our Lord by doing righteous deeds, by fasting in the day and standing up praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him for forgiveness at night time. The blessed month of Ramadan has now approached us all, and this is a wonderful time for us all to renew our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by increasing in obedience to Him, seeking His forgiveness of our sins. This is the month of Ramadan. It's not just about leaving off food and drink or bad speech. Rather, it is also a month of focusing on how to be from those who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His noble book. He tells us in His noble book, O you who believe, calling out to all of the believers, O you who believe, it's been prescribed upon you fasting, similar to how it's been prescribed upon those who come before you. Perhaps you will be muttaqin. Perhaps you will have taqwa. Perhaps you will increase in the remembrance of Allah, in the consciousness of Allah, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's prescribed fasting a limited, a fixed time for a such and such amount of days, 29 days or 30 days. However, it is not just about fasting, and it is not just about us not having ill speech, but it is also about making sure that we increase in obedience to Allah by being the remembrance of Allah, by reading the book of Allah, reading the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to the best of our ability to have good relationship with our families and our brothers and sisters in the community, and having good manners. Na'am, all of these aspects of our life, all of these actions are actions which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the permission of Allah, it will cause us to increase in our taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed fasting upon us all. Fasting the month of Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Fasting the month of Ramadan is for specific fixed days. However, whoever is sick or is traveling, and he can make up his days for another period after he's become better or after he has returned back from his travel. But it is a month not just of fasting from food and drink and increasement of good character, but is also the month of character building. This month of Ramadan is the month of building our character. It's a month of reflection. It's a month of quality time with our families. It's a month of education of the Islamic literature, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah, and the statements of the Sahaba, and the statements of our great scholars. This is a month of istighfar. It's a month that we seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month of tawbah. This is a day that these are days that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. This is a month of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our tongues at all times, saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, and doing our adhkar al-sabah, and doing our adhkar al-masa', and doing the adhkar which are known to be reported from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been reported by the great companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the time of remembering Allah by reading the Qur'an, reading the stories that are mentioned in the Qur'an of the great prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time of reflecting upon the ayat that regarding the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time of us all making sure that we find time on a daily basis to read the Qur'an and reflect in detail regarding his verses, that which will take place yawm al-qiyamah, all of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a time for us to take importance with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated from his remembrance. Na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in his noble book, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, is which, this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Qur'an as guidance for mankind and clarification from the with regards to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the criterion. So this is a must that we take time out to reflect upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ, by reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting upon the meaning of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great month. Rather, this is the greatest month from the months of the year. This is the greatest month from the months of the year. The month in which, this month fasting, the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month a month which is from the pillars of Islam. As we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ. He said, Islam has been built upon five. شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, declared that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and the Messenger of Allah, he is the Messenger of Allah. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. And he said, إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ, establishing the salah and giving the zakah. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ صَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. You write in fil Muslim, يعني صَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. Islam has been built upon five, establishing tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave servant of Allah and messenger, and sealed with all prophets. And we establish the salawat, our five prayers, in our lives. This is the second pillar of Islam. And we give our zakah, we give our alms to those who are in need. And we make our hajj, our pilgrimage, to make hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. And we fast the month of Ramadan. And we fast the month of Ramadan. In this month, this is the month of Ramadan. This is the first day of the month of Ramadan. And we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us and given us this opportunity of a lifetime in order to increase in the remembrance of Allah and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Him with all of those affairs and all of those actions which are pleasing to Him. This great pillar of Islam must be fulfilled by every Muslim who has the ability, meaning he has the means. Fasting is incumbent upon every believer. Who is pubescent? Every believer who is in a state of residing in his town, and he's not traveling, and he has the ability physically meaning he's not sick. He has the ability to fast, and he is, and this is an ability, meaning an ability which he is not sick, a continuous sickness, which if he was to fast, it will harm him. So every individual who ascribes to Islam, it is incumbent upon him to be diligent in fasting this great month, the month of Ramadan, fasting from eating and drinking and intercourse, and fasting from bad speech, and fasting from speech which it can entice their mate, fasting from actions which he may have fell into prior to the month of Ramadan. Those sins which he may have fell into during the month of Ramadan, it's a must this time of the year for him to leave it and make a commitment to never return back to that sin. This is the time of renewal, the renewal of our iman. This is a time to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say it's an opportunity of a lifetime, because there are many who will not see the next year. There are many who will not be able to increase in the remembrance of Allah after this time. So you must try to make habits and build habits as of now. Because if you do not take advantage of this time now to get close to Allah, maybe after this month, your life can become worse, or you could become further removed from the remembrance of Allah. Be one who's further upon deviance. Iyadhan billah. One who is not upon the obedience of Allah. So if you cannot change now, then when will you change? If you cannot become better now, when will you become better? This is an opportunity of a lifetime to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever ascribes to Islam, believes in La ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, whoever believes that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that the Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a slave servant, and the last messenger, the seal of all prophets, whoever believes in this, it is incumbent upon him to fast this great month, the month of Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرُ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Whoever from amongst you witnesses this month, meaning whoever from amongst you Muslims witness this month, then you should fast. However, if one is sick, they may have an illness, or one is traveling, or an individual, he may be in a situation where it's an illness that's continuous, because some have illnesses which are not temporary illnesses. They may have diabetes, or someone may have high blood pressure, and they cannot fast. If they fast, they can become more ill. Or maybe a sister, she may be on her menses, or someone may be pregnant. If an individual is in this type of situation, or in the fast, in a state of postpartum bleeding for some women, or she's breastfeeding, as we mentioned, these types of individuals who are ill, or they're traveling, they don't have to fast. And they can make up their fast for a different time. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرُ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Whoever from amongst you witnesses the month, then he should fast it. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَيَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, whoever was sick or traveling, then he can make it up at a different date. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. Allah wants to make things easy for you, as he mentioned in this verse. He wants to make things easy for you. He wants to make your life easy for you. He does not want to place any difficulty upon you. وَهَذَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى أَنَّ الصَّوْمَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ لَيْسَ بِصَعْبٍ. This is a proof that fasting the month of Ramadan is not something that's difficult on the believer. for the one who is a new Muslim and he's trying to fast, this is his first fast, he should try to take note of how important it is to follow the way of the prophets and the messengers, the people of righteousness. This is what they did. And of course it may be difficult leaving off drinking or leaving off eating. But be patient. Try to the best of your ability to be diligent. Al-mu'min al-qawi khayru wa ahabu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if. The strong believer is better, more beloved to Allah and better than the one who is weak. So try to be diligent. Maybe at nighttime you can make sure that you drink a lot of liquid to make sure that you do not be thirsty the following day. Make sure that you get up early in the morning and have a good suhoor. فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Verily in the suhoor, taking the early morning breakfast, there's blessing in this. Na'am. So the individual who ascribes to Islam, all of us believers, it is incumbent upon us to fast. Even though it may be difficult in the beginning for some who are new Muslims, it's incumbent to fast this blessed month. Na'am. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْحِلَالِ فَصُومُ. If you see the hilal, the new crescent, then fast. Meaning, if the moon, the crescent, was sighted by a reliable source, then it is incumbent upon all of the Muslims to fast. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, صُومُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. He said, fast with the sighting of the, meaning the sighting of the crescent. And break the fast, meaning at the end of the month, at the beginning of the new month. And فَأَفْطِرُوا بِرُؤْيَتِهِ. And break the fast with the sighting of it. And the Prophet ﷺ, he made these affairs very clear with regards to how we should fast, how we should carry ourselves. This is incumbent upon us to increase in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fasting and by trying to be calm and collective and diligent, having good manners, doing everything that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. As we know, this blessed month, this is the month in which we increase in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of those deeds which are beloved to Allah. We fast in the morning. We start at dawn and we end at sunset. And at sunset we pray our salah after breaking our fast. We pray salat al-maghrib. And many Muslims, they spend time, quality time with their families. This is a time to be in the remembrance of Allah with our families, mentioning to our children the superiority and the virtues of fasting. How this is a form of our sins being expiated. We should remind them of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as the hadith that came on the authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانُ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابِ النَّارِ. We should remind our families regarding the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, if the month of Ramadan, and when the month of Ramadan comes, the doors, the gates of paradise, they're open, and the gates to the hellfire are locked. وَصُفِّدَتْ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the shayateen, they're chained up, they're locked up. So this is a great opportunity to free ourselves from the captivity of shaytan, to free ourselves from those sins that shaytan used to encourage. And we should remind our families of this. Remind them of the virtue of this month of Ramadan. Remind them of the virtue of having good deeds, doing that which is pleasing to Allah, such as at nighttime, the praying, Qiyam al-Layl, especially in times where we have our energy. Some individuals may be later at night, they never have the opportunity throughout the year to pray Qiyam al-Layl. This is a time to get in the habit of praying Qiyam al-Layl. And this is something that is virtuous to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we stand up at night and we beg and plead Allah to forgive us of our sins. We beg and plead Allah to have mercy upon us. We ask Him to increase us in iman and to remove nifaq, hypocrisy, wa kufr, and disbelief from our hearts. This is the way of the righteous people, to stand up at night. If you have ability to pray in the masjid, if your society is an allowance of this, then you should pray in jama'ah. And if you do not have the ability in days such as this, then you pray at home with your family's qiyam al-layl. Even if you rested a little bit in the first part of the night, and you got up in the middle of the night and prayed the Qiyam al-Layl with your family, this is something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling on Allah and asking Allah to aid us in our affairs. This is very important. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. They get up, remove themselves from their beds. They remove themselves from the sides of their beds. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They get up in the middle of the night. They remove themselves from their pillows and their covers. And they get up in the middle of night. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They call on their Lord. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Between fear and hope, between fear and hope, meaning they fear the punishment of Allah, and at the same time, they have the desire, the strong desire, and they have the strong hope that Allah is going to forgive them. They fear His punishment while hoping for His mercy. And they provide from that which Allah has provided them with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. No soul knows what is hidden for them. It is hidden from them, from the pleasure that Allah has prepared for them. Jannah. Jannah al-Firdaus. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As a reward regarding that which they used to do. So this month of Ramadan is a time of seeking the reward of Allah in order to receive that which He has prepared for the believers. And this includes not just paradise, but it includes entering to the mercy as a condition, entering in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being forgiven of sins. This is a means of entering into paradise. Entering into the paradise, receiving the mercy and forgiveness of our Lord is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entering us into His paradise, rewarding us in this life and the next. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned with regards to Qiyam al-Layl, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands up in Ramadan, he prays the Qiyam al-Layl إيمانا واحتسابا, having iman in belief that this act of praying the month of Ramadan at night, praying the Qiyam al-Layl at night, is legislated. This is what's meant by iman. Believing that this is a legislated act that Allah has legislated. وَاحْتِسَابًا وَاسِيكِنْ the reward of Allah, meaning having sincerity to Allah while doing this act of praying at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will forgive us of our sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, غُفِرَ لَهُ, whoever does this, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذِنْبِ, he will be forgiven of those past prior sins that he's committed. Who from among us do not have sins? Who from among us do not wish that Allah will forgive them of their sins? Everyone wishes that Allah will forgive of their sins. So this is an opportunity of a lifetime to stand up in the middle of the night. You don't have to be hafiz of Quran. You don't have to memorize the whole of the Quran. You don't have to have memorized the half of the Quran, or even a fourth of it, or even an eighth of it. You can recite two surah throughout the whole night, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you will receive the reward of Qiyam al-Layl. Regardless of how much Quran you've memorized, it doesn't matter. Stand up at night and recite Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas. If that's all you've memorized, get up in the middle of the night, recite this after reciting Al-Fatiha. Seek the mercy of your Lord. Many people are sad because they cannot go to the masajid. Your house is a masjid. Make your living room a masjid. Make your dining room a masjid. Being the remembrance of Allah is incumbent upon us, regardless of our situation. Seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should all take importance with. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked regarding the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she mentioned, she said, مَا كَانِ يَزِيدُ فِي رَمَضَانِ وَلَا غَيْرِهِ عَلَىٰ إِحْدَى عَشَرَ رَكْعَةٍ. She mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding Qiyam al-Layl, he did not increase upon 11 rak'ah. So one would pray two rak'ah, mathna, mathna, two rak'ah, two rak'ah, two rak'ah, until he completes and he has witr. This is one of the easy ways of praying Qiyam al-Layl, up to 11 rak'ahs. Then he may have two rak'ah of sunnah before fajr. This will equal 13 rak'ahs. So, for those who want to pray at home, pray your salawat at home if you're not able to pray in the masjid. Pray your Qiyam al-Layl with your family. Wake your family up. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يلقظ أهله. كان he used to, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to wake up his family. أيقظهم من نومهم. He used to wake up his family from their sleep. And he used to lead in the salah. And we should do the same. We should not spend the night time on the television, in front of the televisions, or on our phones, looking at the news, wasting our time. It's incumbent upon us to stand up at night, busy ourselves with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And this is what the night should entail. And then get some rest and get up for Fajr. And after Fajr, if you can, sit and read the Qur'an. Try and read at least a juz a day. 1/30th of the Qur'an on a daily basis. This is a good practice. And you will find after 30 days, you've read the whole Qur'an. If you were not able to read the whole Quran last year, make this an opportunity. Maybe you have more time on your hands now. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you've been laid off from your job. Maybe you're homebound. Maybe you don't leave out much. This is a great opportunity to read the Quran. To read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect upon this Quran. This book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all believe in. And throughout the day, it is incumbent upon us to have good manners. Good manners should be displayed at all times. And patience, especially being that many brothers may be spending more time at home than usual. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spent time at home. And when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. She said the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Qur'an. So while at home, have good manners with your family. Have a smile on your face. إِبْتِسَامْ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً. Smiling in your face, the face of your brother is sadaqah. Smiling in the face of your wife, and a wife smiling in the face of her husband, sadaqah. Smiling at your children is sadaqah. Smiling is a form of giving charity. Saying a good word, al-kalima tayyiba. Saying a good word, it's sadaqah. It's charity. We should all try to make sure that we have good manners. Keep good manners with our loved ones and those Muslims in general who are in our communities. And we should avoid all types of bad speech and actions, which can deplete the reward. Having bad speech or actions can deplete the reward, or can lessen the reward of this blessed month of Ramadan. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned to us, من لا يضع قول الزور والعمل به والجهل فليس لله حاجة في أن يضع طعامه وشرابه. من لم يضع, whoever does not leave off قول الزور, bad speech, وَالْعَمَلْ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ, bad speech or bad actions or ignorance, acting with bad manners. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَضَعَ طُعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Allah is not in need of him. This individual does not leave off bad speech and bad actions and ignorance. Allah is not in need of him to leave off his food and his drink. This does not mean that he should stop fasting or he has broken his fast if he did something bad. Rather, this shows the significance, this shows us the importance of avoiding bad speech and action. This does not mean that his speech, which is ill, or his actions, which is incorrect, will negate his or nullify his fasting. No, it does not mean that. What it means is that Allah is not in need of you doing bad actions while you're fasting. You should distinguish yourself. Your actions should be according to the reward that you want for your fast. And likewise, if you find that while you're fasting, someone may tempt you to respond to some type of aggression, or they may aggravate you or say something that's rude. This type of thing is what happens with many. Many of the Muslims, they may be out grocery shopping and someone says something, or they may be driving and someone says something rude. You should control yourself. And if someone says something to you, aggravates you, then what you should say is, Inni sa'imun, verily I am fasting. Having the best of manners and avoiding conflict and staying away from bad speech and bad actions, which is displeasing to your Lord, is incumbent. And this is how you receive a great reward, by controlling yourself while angry or uncomfortable or agitated. Also, brothers and sisters, I advise myself and you all with leaving off idle speech and the tools used in engaging in idle speech. What are those tools? Such as television. Leave off the television where there's pictures, motion pictures, men talking to women, women talking to men, al-mutabarrijat, women exposing themselves, people doing sin, such as drinking khamr on television, music being played. Leave off watching television and turn on the recitation of the Qur'an if you're not reading yourself. If you want to listen to something, listen to the Qur'an. If you want to listen to something, listen to lectures. You're not in need of having a television in your home or in front of you to waste time. Leave off evil speech and idle speech and the tools used, such as these phones. Leave off engaging too much in these cellular phones, these smartphones. And we should be careful to stay away from music. Na'am. And many Muslims fall into the sin of watching a lot of television and wasting the time on their phones and listening to music, even during the month of Ramadan. How can we take advantage of this great opportunity within the month of Ramadan while we are wasting our time playing games, as some of the children do who are of age of puberty? It's different if it's a young child who's just learning how to fast, and maybe you have to make him patient. You may give him a toy, as some of the Salaf they used to do. They used to give their toy to make the child forget about eating. But if you as an adult, 17, 18, 19 years old, 20, you're sitting playing video games rather than reading the book of Allah, Aib alaik, shame on you. Allah has blessed you to be able to read the Quran as a teenager, as a young adult, and then you wasting time watching television or sitting playing video games all day, asking your parents, when is it time to break fast? Aib alaik, shame upon you. It's incumbent upon everyone to try to the best of their ability, young and old, male and female, to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to use the time wisely, staying away from music. Some people even fall into music, and music is haram. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنِ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, from mankind, and from mankind is those who purchase idle speech, idle talk, meaning music, singing, television, لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, to mislead mankind from the path of Allah without knowledge. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا, and they take it, mean the path of Allah, by way of mockery. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. There will be a humiliating punishment for individuals who act in this fashion, waste their time watching television, listening to music, wasting an opportunity of a lifetime in this blessed month of Ramadan, wasting it doing that which is not pleasing to Allah. And this verse that we just mentioned, it's authentically reported that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was asked regarding the meaning of this verse from Surah Al-Luqman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِ اللَّهُ وَالْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was asked regarding this verse from Surah Al-Luqman. It's in the beginning of Surah Al-Luqman. He was asked regarding the meaning of this verse. And what did he say? He said, وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَاللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He said it 3 times. By Allah, the one whom there is no deity worthy of worship except Him. By Allah, the one who there is none worthy of worship except Him. He said it 3 times. He said, هُوَ الْغِنَى. Said, this idle speech that's mentioned in this verse is music. This idle speech which is in this verse is music. He swore by Allah 3 times. He said it's none other than music. And this is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is also not just his position, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, showing the impermissibility of music. We find music on the phones. We find music on the televisions. We find music in people's cars. We as Muslims, we should get rid of music, listening to music. Especially during this blessed month of Ramadan. This can be a way of preparing ourselves to permanently change from listening to music to leaving off music. Because this is idle speech. This is idle speech which takes a person away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may earn an individual the punishment of Allah by way of it. So this is not just Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's position regarding this verse, but it's also the position of Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Jabir ibn Abdullah, and Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhum, and other than them. And there are some who say, some people say there's a difference of opinion regarding the scholars. Some say that it's permissible, some say it's not permissible. So what they do is they take the position that it's permissible. And this is a way that they deviate. They listen to love music. They listen to music which is not pleasing to Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned there will come a time when there will be some from his nation who will believe or try to legalize fornication and the wearing of silk for men and the usage of intoxicants. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامٌ يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحِرَى وَالْحَرِيرِ وَالْخَمْرِ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there will become a group of people from my nation, meaning from the Muslims, مِنْ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will legalize fornication and the wearing of silk for men and the usage of intoxicants. والخمر ربما لا يشرب الخمر ولكن يبيع الخمر ربما لا يشرب الخمر ولكن يتاجر في الخمور. يقول حلال حلال لي أو أنا مضطر أن أبيع خمر. يستحل أي يجعل بفعله شيئا محرما حلالا عنده. قال يستحلون الحر والحرير والخمر والمعازف. ليكونن من أمتي أقوام يستحلون الحر والحرير والخمر والمعازف. هذا حديث صحيح أخرجه البخاري. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said there will come a people from his nation who will legalize fornication. They'll find a way to make it legal, if not in creed within their actions. They'll try and find some type of fatwa that legalizes these issues mentioned. Legalizing fornication, the wearing of silk for men, the usage of intoxicants. The usage meaning, he may not drink it himself, but he may sell it at his gas station. هذا حرام. يا أيها الإخوة هذا حرام. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرنا بتحريمه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made clear to us the impermissibility of this. والمعازف, also musical instruments. Music. There are some who will try and make it halal. المهم هذه الأمور التي مذكورة ليست بحلال. These issues which have been mentioned, they're not permissible. And this month is a time to leave off all of these issues, all of these actions which are not permissible, to leave them off and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increasing the remembrance of Allah by doing all of those deeds which are pleasing to Allah, and to stay away from everything that Allah has made prohibited. Stay away from everything that Allah has prohibited, and renew your deeds, renew your relationship. We must all renew our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this month on forward, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us back. As we mentioned, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, which only comes once a year. So we must take importance with increasing in being from the righteous, the best of mankind. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the best of mankind. And he increased in his righteousness during the month of Ramadan. So, who are we to not focus on the same thing that the Prophet ﷺ focused on? During the month of Ramadan, he focused on being a better Muslim. As the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجور الناس. He mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, he was the most generous, he was the best of mankind. وَكَانَ أَجْوَرُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And he was the best, even better, when the month of Ramadan came. He was even more generous when the month of Ramadan came. حَيْنَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. When Jibreel used to come to him. وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ يُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. He used to come to the Prophet ﷺ every night and review Qur'an with him. وَهَا نَحْنُ هُنَا نُرَاجِ الْقُرْآنِ. We also, during this month, we're reviewing the Qur'an on a daily basis, following the example of the Prophet ﷺ. So being that the Prophet ﷺ, when Jibreel came to him and read him the Qur'an, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ كان أجور الناس حين أن يلقاه جبريل. He became even more generous. He became even better when Jibreel came and reviewed the Qur'an with him. Here it is, we are reviewing the Qur'an. Should we not become better people ourselves also? Should we not increase in our generosity also? Should we not find ourselves at the end of this month that we are better people permanently? Bila shak. No doubt, we must. There is no doubt that we must leave every day with finding ourselves. We should try to find ourselves better human beings, better Muslims, better individuals, better believers. Because we are now living during the month of opportunity to seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek His forgiveness, to enter into His paradise. that he has prepared for the believers. That he has prepared for the believers is a must that we hold to that which is legislated during this month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all during this blessed month in being from those who have benefited. We want to be from those who benefit from this blessed month. It doesn't make sense that an opportunity is passed. An opportunity that is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passed, and it's not benefited from. It doesn't make any sense. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant His mercy and His forgiveness upon us and allow us to benefit tremendous from this month, the month of mercy, the month of forgiveness, the month of patience. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ